In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak now.
奉主耶稣圣名，我在这里证道。
This spiritual convocation, I'm assigned for 3 hours for related topic of fan into flame.
这一次的青年灵恩会，我被安排到讲三个小时的课。
I trying to talk about based on the Israelites that they're getting out of the Egypt. So the focus on our related fan into flame of this theme of this spiritual convocation.
我们这堂课的主题是，就是以色列人出埃及，然后就是让他们信仰能够活起来。
We know the Israelites that they live in the Egypt for 430 years.
以色列人在埃及住了400
Except the first 70 years with Joseph, these people turned out to be like a slavery of Egypt.
前面70年是约瑟来带领，接下来他们是经过了奴隶的生活。The
one who do not know the Joseph, continue to stress on the Israelites and for to serve them and continue to require for their intense labor from the Israelites.
接下来不认识约瑟的埃及王，就让以色列人做非常重的苦工。
So the advantage of the slavery is continue on stress on their life that they losing of their freedom.
以色列人被长期的压迫，他们奴隶的生活。
There's no life or hope for getting out of the bondage of this slavery.
他们以色列人失去了自由，他们没有希望能够离开这个捆绑。
Somebody have to help them to so that they deliver out of the slavery, but the man's way it was impossible.
以色列人需要 一个人带领他们出来，但是用人的方法是无法行通的。
So God chose Moses to bring him up to ask him to lead his people out of Egypt.
所以神叫摩西来带领以色列人出来埃及。
Now we know the Exodus chapter 2 talk about the situation at that time.
在出埃及记第二章就讲到。
Exodus chapter 2 verse 23.
出埃及记第二章23节。
Exodus chapter 2 verse 23 and 24. Exodus 2 verse 23.
第二章23节。
Now it came about in the course of those many days that the king of Egypt died, and the sons of Israel sighed because of the bondage that they cried out. And their cry for help because of their bondage rose up to God. 24. So God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we continue 25, finished. And God saw the son of Israel, and God took the notice of them. After 430 years, end up these people's life turned to be intense stress, so they cried out to God.
经过了430年之后，以色列人的这个苦行已经被神看到听到。The
later God calling on Moses to lead his people, and God give them the blueprint of these people to bring out of the Egypt.
神给了摩西这个如何。 如何带领这个以色列人出埃及的这个蓝图？
Now let's look at the Exodus chapter 3.
我们继续看出埃及记第三章。
Chapter 3 verse from 16 to 20.
3章16节到20节。
Go and gather the elder of Israel together and say to them, the Lord, the God of your father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, has appeared to me, saying, I am indeed concerned about you and what has been done to you in Egypt. 17.
17节.
So I said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt to the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites and the land flowing with the milk and honey. 18.
18.
And they will pay heed to what you say, and you with the elder of Israel will come to the king of Egypt, and you will say to him, the Lord, the God of Hebrews, has met with us. So now, please let us go 3 days, a journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. 19. But I know that the king of Egypt will not permit you to go, except under compulsions. Verse 20. So I will stretch out my hands and strike Egypt with all my miracles, which I shall do in the midst of it. And after that, he will let you go. But God knows how strong this nation and the Pharaoh's his power to control this people.
神知道埃及这个非常强大的国家，还有法老王如此对待以色列百姓。
But then God has a plan for His people and chosen people, bring them out of Egypt.
但神他有一个计划，他计划把以色列人带出埃及。
And so this is God's plan that we know that because in the Bible, I'm sure because we read that we know many times how God led His people out of Egypt.
在这边就有讲到说。神如何带领以色列人出埃及
？And toward the end time, it's similar because we live in this world. This is we so called spiritually sense. This is like Egypt.
我们在这个世上就像在埃我们在埃及地一样。
The condition of our life in this world more and more.Like into our the slavery of our life to this world.
我们在这个世界上所经历的，就如同以色列人在埃及地经历的。
Jesus mentioned on the tour to the end time that most of the people love grow cold because they become selfish themselves.
神说在末世的时候人的心会逐渐的变得冷淡，就像。
Which is only people think about themselves and their own pleasures, their own satisfactions.
他们只在乎他们自己的所想要的，他们的欲望。
And also the Lord Jesus mentioned about the Luke chapter 17, to the end time.
在路加福音第十七章也讲到。
And Jesus mentioned about the tour to the end time that like it turned out to be a day of Noah and then.And then during the time of Lot, during the time,
在末世的时候，就如同在挪亚还有罗德的时期一样。
We understand the time of Noah and during the time of Lot. At that time, the Sodom and Gomorrah was all the people they are seeking for the following of the flesh life.
在那个时代的人，他们。所追求的就是肉体上面还有享受上面的欲望。
They're losing the sense of understanding of God is continually diminish out of their mind.
他们的思想中神慢慢的远离他们。
The witches in their life is more and more seeking for their comfortable life of their flesh, but they're never seeking for spiritual life.
在他们的生活当中，他们所追求的就是属肉体的。
So this is the cause of they are facing of their judgment of God later on.
但在未来的时候，他们就会接受神的审判。
And so we know that the God has a plan for us on the last day. He will deliver us from the sinful world and bring us into the eternity.
神在末世的时候会带领我们拯救我们离开这个罪恶的世界。
We know that because life in this world, we have very busy life. We are very engaged with your job and your business and your work and your study.
我们现在就是在生活是非常的忙碌的，在工作还有学习上。
But we should not to forget about God's will for us, our plan for us.
但是我们不应该忘记神给我们所给我们的计划。
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, there's a mention about the God, what he talked about, his plan, his will to us.
在耶利米书第23章，神有讲到他给我们的计划。
The Jeremiah chapter 29.
耶利米书第二十九章。
Verse chapter 29, verse 10 and 11.
二十九章第十节。
Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 10 and 11.
耶利米书第二十九章第十节十一节。
For thus say the Lord, when 70 years have been completed by for Babylon, I will visit you and fulfill my good words to you, to bring you back to this place. Verse 11.
十一节。
For I know the plan that I have for you, declare the Lord, plan for welfare and not for calamity, to give you the future and the hope. Even the time of during the time of exile for the 70 years.God talked to his own people for the revealed plan for the people is not the calamity, but the welfare, he says.
在以色列人被俘虏的这七十年之中，神所对以色列人所怀的意念也是赐平安的意念。
Do we know that sometimes life, when we live in this world, and sometimes we fail of the business, and we have difficulties of our all the you know, work, whatever condition, there is a facing of a lot of stress and make it possible.
在我们的生活当中，我们受到很多的压力。
Maybe if we do not have God within us, then we are easily get maybe disappointed or easily discouraged ourselves.
我们可能被这些压力所非常容易就被这些压力所击垮。
Maybe because we might even on the tour to the end, maybe you can give up.
我们甚至会放弃。
But because of God is with us.
但是神与我们同在。
He have a wonderful plan for us, so we have always have a living hope in our life.
他给我们一个非常好的计划。
The most precious one is once we come to the Lord, God give us a new heart.
他给我们的对我们好的这个意念就是他给我们一个新的心。
God never let us to be alone ourselves to be, you know, to be continue to suffer, continue to stress in our life.
神不希望我们继续在被这个生活的压力。
God has a plan to remove all the stress away from us.
神希望他能够把我们生活上的这些压力拿走。
God bring us into his destiny of the promised land.
他希望能够带领我们进入美好的迦南地。
So we have to always remember God's wonderful plan for us.
我们要记得这神对我们给我们的这个希望。
Let's read one more verse, book of Ezekiel, chapter 11.
我们继续看以西结书第十一章。
Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 18.
以西结书十一章十八节。
Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 18 and 19.
以西结书第十一章十八节。
When they come there, they will remove all its detestable things and all the abomination from it. Verse 19.
十九节。
And I shall give them one heart and shall put a new spirit within them. And I shall take the heart of stone out of their flesh and give them a heart of flesh.And then he mentioned the promise of the restoration that God talked about through the Ezekiel.
这里讲到神对我们的应许。
And God wants to bring this on chosen people to give them a new spirit within them.
神希望给我们一个新的灵放在我们的心里。
We have to never discourage in a Christian life because God is outside, God is within us, He has own plan for us.
作为一个基督徒，我们不需要失望，因为神他一直都是与我们同在的。
The we know the Israelites they lived there for 430 years, and which is 360 years their life under the slavery.
以色列人他们在埃及。过了430年的奴隶。
It is a long time of stress on their life, generation after generation.
这对他们所带来的压力是一代接着一代的。
But when they cried out to God, God never just left alone, but God listened to their voice.
神虽然让他们一代接着一代，但是他 神听了他们的祷告。
The problem is that these people, they get used to their life in the Egypt.
以色列人慢慢地接受了他们在埃及地的生活。
They already lost about the true identity of their chosen people.
以色列人已经失去了他们的生活的目标。
They do not know what is the true value of their life. They were seeking for their life with, you know, during the time.
他们不知道他们在追求什么。
They only become a slavery of the Pharaoh, the king of Egypt.
他们的身份成为了法老王的奴隶。
So it is important that because when God bring these people out of the Egypt, God give them the messages, so the people they are convinced by the God's messages.
当神带领以色列人出来出了埃及地的时候。他给了以色列人很清楚的目标。
So God gave Moses a message about the plan for his people to bring them out of the Egypt.
他把他的计划交给了摩西带领以色列人出来。
It gives us very important understanding about Christian life.
这给我们一个非常好的例子。
Do we know that God is love? You know, we know that God is good for us all the time.
我们知道神是爱，他一直都是与我们同在。
But we have to be convinced by his messages.
但是我们必须要相信他的给我们的话语。
We know the word of God and the message. His message is not just a reference, but it is a truth and it is a way and it is life.
我们知道神的话语是真实的，就是事实，而且是生命。
But maybe at the beginning we can receive the word of God as a word of God, but eventually.We diminish about the focus of life, losing a focus toward to the His messages.
我们虽然相信神的话语，但是在生活中，我们渐渐的失去了这个。
Maybe during the time that we continue to receive from the worldly knowledges and the worldly way of concept, and we have a lifestyle, cultures, all this is coming into our life.
我们生活上面，我们受到所有的压力，还有一些知识，这对我们的生活产生了冲击。
Without knowing that we're losing our focus, our life toward to God, but we are, it seems like we are losing something. We have focused something else. Turn out to be.
但是我们却不知道，我们慢慢的失去了神当作我们的中心。
At this time, the Exodus chapter 3, when God gave this message to Moses, Moses brought this to the explain to the elders later.
当摩西把神的对他讲的讯息传给了长老之后
，When they listen to this message, it seems like quite good messages.
他们听到这些。神对他们所带来的讯息是非常好的讯息。
But later the Pharaoh understood that their request is it seems like a shaking of his controlling of the Israelites.
但是对法老王来讲说，这就是对以色列人失去了控制。
So the Pharaoh now trying to more and more focus and give him harsher than before.They give a more like a heavy labor required from the Israelites.
所以法老王就越发的增加他们对以色列人的重担。
There are times of people now it seems like at the beginning message it seems quite sounds good, but end up express these messages the Pharaoh continue to control more stronger than before, harsher than before.
虽然这神的信对以色列人的信息是好的，但是，到了法老王这边，反而对以色列人造成了伤害。
So now they complain to Moses and Aaron.
所以以色列人就对摩西发怨言。
Since it's a good message, it seems like saving us from the slavery, but end up the more stress in our life.
虽然是一个好的讯息，但是却给他们的生活带来了非常大压力。
Now let's look at the Exodus chapter 5.
我们看出埃及记第五章。
Exodus chapter 5 verse 21.
出埃及记第五章二十一节。
Verse 20 and 21, Sam.
第二十节到二十一节。
When they left the Pharaoh, presence, they met Moses and Aaron, and they were waiting for them, verse 21. And they say to them, May the Lord look up you and judge you, for you have made us odious and furious sight, and in the sight of his servants to put a sword in their hands to kill us. So this is the expression, since after all.
这是之后以色列人对摩西他们的看法。
Life is getting harder and life is getting more stressful than before after they received the message of the plan of God.
当以色列人听到了神给他们的讯息之后，他们的生活变得越来的越困难。
It sounds like quite like you know makes sense to them.
对他们来讲说，这好像不太了解。
But actually, this belief of God, their heart is not truly convinced by the message of God.
所以在这里，以色列人他们没有。就没有办法真正的相信神给他们的讯息。
Because they do not really understand the God Almightiness, His love and His guidance and His plan.
因为人没办法了解神他的全能还有他的计划。
Now we can call this is the wrong focus in our life.
这就是人没办法
Do we know that believing God it requires and we come to the Lord, we join the fellowship and we offer the tithe. There's a lot of, you know, our deeds and our life actions can show us submit to God and it requires even sacrifice ourselves.
当我们没有办法把神当作我们的重心的时候，我们是没有办法牺牲我们自己的。
But these are the wrong focus, which is, if you look at the Exodus chapter 5 verse 21,They do not focus on the true God, but they focus on the Pharaohs.
在这里我们可以看到以色列人他没有把神的话当作重心，而是把法老对他们的话当作了他们的重心。
Because believing God is not just only just as a reference, but believing God is should be the center of our life.
当我们相信神的时候，神的话会成为我们。
Now, once we do the business, once we are doing like all the work or whatever, all kinds of we engage in this world, they make a lot of excuse that we can avoid. You know, the God's promise is turned out to be the secondary matters in our life.
在我们的生活当中，我们常常把神放在我们的第二位。
So.During the time of the Israelites, during the time 360 years, these people, they lost the focus, but they now only focus on their flesh to be comfortable. That's only their focus.
以色列人在这360年的奴隶当中慢慢的把他们的专注点转移到了生活上。
It's important that our focus, we should not have a wrong focus, but we have a right focus.
我们要把我们生活的注意力集中在神的身上。
If we are fix our eye onto the Lord alone,
如果我们把我们的眼睛专注看神
they might have a lot of maybe obstacles showing up to us possible.
虽然生活当中有非常多的困难
，but we have to give up a lot of our natural life, the what belongs in this earth.
我们需要放弃我们在生活上的这些。
But such a kind of stress, once we overcome, then we can have true blessing upon from God.
当我们能够超越我们这些生活上面的这些困难，我们就能够真的体会到神。
Then end up the wrong focus and turn out to be lost our focus.
所以我们其实是没有把我们的重心是。专注在神的身上。
The lesson to Matthew chapter 6.
我们请看马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6 verse from 19.
马太福音第六章十九节。
Matthew chapter 6 from verse 19.
马太福音第六章十九节。
Chapter 6 verse 19 say, Do not lay up yourself for yourself the treasure upon earth, where moth and rust are destroyed, and where a thief break it and steal. Verse 20. But lay up for yourself a treasure in heaven, where neither nor moth nor rust are destroyed, and where a thief do not break in or steal. Verse 21. For where your treasure is, there the will your heart be also. Now Jesus talk about here the the you know lay the lay up the treasures the place talk about it.
在这里我们看到，神叫我们把财宝记在天上。
Then Jesus talk about the lay up our treasures in heaven, not in the earth.
我们不要把我们的财宝积在地上。
So the Jesus talk about verse 21 says, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
在二十一节，我们看到说我们的财宝在哪，我们的心也在哪。
Jesus talk about the importance of our focus to heaven, not to the word, to the word.
神对我们说，我们不要把我们的的这些财宝积在地上。
Have you experienced when you have a money, certain you know, just about $100 bills in your wallet, but later on it turned to be like $500 in your wallet, $1,000 in your wallet. It's very different.
当我们在口袋里的这些钱慢慢变少，或者是突然变多的时候，就是非常的。
Piling up the money, the more your heart is weighted onto the place where your treasure is.
我们口袋钱越多或越少的时候，我们的心都是在那边的。
Because that's why the verse 21 says, "Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also."
因为你的财宝在哪，你的心也在哪。
Now I can ask you, where is your treasure is now?
那我们现在我们的财宝到底是在哪里呢
？If our treasure in this earth,
如果我们的财宝是在地上的话
，this life is very weighted in this earth.
我们的生活是非常的在。重于这个世上
，very hard to move on to God，
没办法，非常困难来归向神。
The treasures, a lot of things, maybe because our business, our job, and our educations, our life, and just a lot of things.
我们生活当中有非常多的财宝，例如工作还有学业。
And we have to fix up our focus, otherwise we're losing our His promise. We cannot joining in our, you know, in His plan.
我们需要把我们的重心移到神这边，才能够了解他的计划。
Though Jesus talk, the John talk about our life. If you love our flesh, then naturally we can focus on this lust. You know, just the First John chapter 2 verse 15 mentioned about that.
在约翰一书。第十五章有提到
This is very, very good. The well-known verse: lust of flesh and lust of eyes, and the possible pride of life. And John mentioned about that. This is what the people who he is love the word.
在约翰一书有提到说，我们人所人的欲望，还有我们的生活的。
So we should not focus our life on this word. So we love this word.Then we cannot get away our old nature. We cannot gain this new life and new heart.
当我们把我们的重心放在这个这个世上的时候，我们就没有办法来接近神。
The Jesus talk about our eyes later on. The Matthew chapter 6 mentioned about the right away talk about our eyes.
在这边有讲到说我们眼目的情欲。
He talk about that we should our eyes to be clear.
我们的眼睛是明亮。
And verse 23, chapter 6, verse 23 says, if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness.
如果我们的眼睛是黑暗的，我们的生活就是充满的黑暗。
And then Jesus talk about no one can serve two masters.
然后
verse 24, chapter 6, 24, Matthew.
马太福音第六章第
Matthew chapter 6, verse 24 is mentioned about no one can serve the two masters.
在马太福音第六章这里讲到说，人没办法服侍两个主。
This is simple. We have to ask our conscience that we can tell us what is our treasure is. We know because.What our eyes are focus on.
在这边我们就可以了解到我们的眼睛到底是专注于哪一个地方。
Jesus talk about the importance our life focus should be about our life.
我们的这个眼睛到底是专注在我们的生活当中。
Now let's turn to Luke chapter 9.
请大家翻开路加福音第九章。
Luke chapter 9 verse from 23.
路加福音第九章二十三节。
Chapter 9, verse 23. And he was saying to them all, if any man wish to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. 24. For whoever wish to save his life shall lose it. But whoever loses life for my sake, he is one who will save it. And verse 25, for what is a man profit if he gain the whole world and lose forfeits himself? You mentioned the importance of our life, mentioned that.
在这里讲到我们生活重要的地方。
Maybe we are very, very able person, we are very capable person, so we gain the whole world, maybe.
虽然我们可能是非常有能力的人, 我们可以得到的整个世界。
But we know that tomorrow is not belongs to us.
但是我们知道明天不属于我们。
No one can for sure about tomorrow.
我们没办法对明天的事情有所掌控。
We have to always think about the treasures in our life.
我们必须要思考我们的人生的财宝到底是在哪里。
So Jesus talked about the Luke chapter 12 when Jesus mentioned about the foolish rich man's, you know, the parable.
在路加福音第十二章有讲到穷人还有这个富人的比喻。
And Jesus mentioned about the man who laid up treasure for himself is not rich toward God. It turned out to be empty-handed.
耶稣说这个富人他把他的财宝积在地上但是对神来讲却是贫穷的。
Let us lay up, we can focus on lay up treasure in heaven.
我们要把我们的财宝积在天上。
This is the only way we can get out of the Egypt.
这是我们唯一能够离开埃及的办法。
No longer the values, our true value is in this world but within heaven.
我们的价值不是
So they were convinced by the message of God and His plan for His salvation.
我们能够了解神对我们的救恩。
And then once we understand our nature, our situation, now eventually we can come close to the Lord Jesus naturally.
当我们 真的能够了解我们所在的处境的时候，我们才能够接近神。
If we serve the two masters, then we cannot find out the true God.
当我们侍奉两个主的时候，我们没办法了解哪个是真神。
Then in Matthew chapter 19, there's a rich man who come to the Lord Jesus looking for the salvation.
在马太福音第十九章，有个妇人来耶稣那里寻找救恩。But
out of appearance, this young man, he keep all the commandment. He says.
这年轻的妇人，她遵守了所有的诫命。But
yet he never truly understand the true God in his life.
但是他却没有真正的了解真神。Because
he's serving the two masters in his heart.
因为他在他的生命中服侍了两个主。But
when Jesus challenged him to sell all your property and give it to the poor and you follow me, he couldn't do that.
当耶稣叫他舍弃他世上的跟随他的时候，他没办法这样做。
God gave him, the Lord Jesus gave him a chance, let him to follow him to gain the new heart, actually, but he couldn't accept the Jesus invitation.
主耶稣给他一个机会，让他来跟随他，但是他却没有办法这样做。
So he didn't truly understand the true God in his life.
他没有办法真正的了解这位真神。
Even though he kept the commandment of God, he says.
虽然他遵守了神所有的诫命。
The ones we understand the true God, we are attracted by the true God and His messages.
我们必须要了解这个神他到底是。
Eventually, we reach up our life into our true repentance.
所以我们才能够真正的悔改。
It seems like repentance. It looks like a simple, but actually, it's not that simple. If we do not turn back to God, we cannot repent. We easily compromise.
悔改虽然听起来很容易，但是其实是非常的困难的。我们是会被非常容易让在我们的生活中妥协。Then
we find out the Luke chapter 19, the story about Zacchaeus. He repent and he come to God.
耶稣对撒该发出他的邀请，然后撒该就悔改。
How he can come to the Lord just way, you know, just dynamic way we find out.
撒该他是 如何能够这么样接受主耶稣的邀请？
Because he find out the true God out of the repentance.
因为他从悔改之中他了解真神。
So far he focused on his life and the material things in this world.
他放弃了他在世上所拥有的。
But he find out as empty-handed out of all the material still within him, his position is still within him, yet his heart is empty.
他了解到虽然他拥有非常的多世上所有的财宝，但是他的心是非常空虚的。
The one he switches his value from the word and now toward to God, everything is different life.
当他的价值观转移，移到神的身上的时候，他发现他的生活是非常的不同的。
Important thing is he meet the Lord Jesus Christ in his life.
非常重要的事情就是。撒该他遇见的
主耶稣。We have to ask ourselves, we truly meet the Lord Jesus in our life.
我们在生活上有没有真正的遇见的神？
Yeah, I think it's last year when I baptized in the name of Jesus, I met the Lord Jesus, Isaiah.
我可以说，当我受洗的时候，我就遇见了神。
Maybe 10 years ago, you know, because I was surprised we have a truth here, so we come to the Lord.
或者是十年前，我发现了这里有真理。
But we talk about today, you truly the Lord Jesus within your heart.
但是我们的生命中，我们真的有主耶稣在我们的生命中。
The Lord Jesus is truly to your God and your Lord, your King.
主耶稣是你的生命中的主吗？
Already we are compromised ourselves. You know, yes, you can be a king, but I myself is my desire is stronger than what you expect from me. So maybe you can compromise, possible.
或者是你对生命中妥协，虽然主耶稣是我们生命的主，但是你还是对你的欲望而妥协。
So we have to look at ourselves.
我们需要看仔细的观察
自己。We are in Christ or not? We have to ask ourselves.
我们要问我们自己，我们到底是不是在主耶稣当中
？Second Corinthians chapter 5 mentioned about that is within the Christ we have new creatures.
在
Second Corinthians chapter 5,
哥林多后书第五章。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17,
哥林多后书第五章第十七节。
Chapter 5 verse 17, Second Corinthians says, "Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, the new things have come." So, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, Paul mentioned about in Christ, then we are new creature.
在哥林多后书第五章第十七节，保罗讲到说，我们在神里面就是新造的人。
If we want to be a new creature, so to gain the new heart, we have to go back to in Christ in our life.
如果我们想要成为一个新造的人，我们就要在基督里。
God is the center of life.
神是我们生活的中心。
He is the primary mover in our life.
他是我们生活的重心。
He is the decision maker of our life, what is right and what is wrong.
他是我们做生活上所有决定的中心。
So he become our king of our life.
他是我们生活的王，他主宰我的生命。
Then life turned out to be very different then.
这样我们的生命就会变得非常的不同。
But when God met Moses and he sent the message to the Israel.
当摩西对以色列人
The wonderful message bring them out of the Egypt, but the Israelites they couldn't convince by the message of the deliverance of the slavery.
以色列人没有办法完全接受摩西带来的这个讯息。
That was at the beginning of their stage, you know, the situation.
在以色列人的初期，他们还是在属于奴隶的状态。
We have to choose God as our Lord, our God, and our King.
我们要选择主耶稣当作我们的生
命的王。Once we understand the true God in our life,
当我们了解生命的意义
，then we got the new heart from Him.
我们就能够从神那里得到一个新的心。
We need this blessing from God.
我们需要从神那里得到这样的福
气。Especially end time, there's a lot of temptations, a lot of force from this world.
虽然这个世上有非常非常多的阻力。
Life tend to be easier, easily get to tire, easily get losing our focus.
生活中是非常容易而 非常容易困倦而失去我们的
中心。The one side it looks like a Christian, but the other side we look like the same like other people, Gentile out there.
我们有可能在生活当中就像一般的外邦人一样。
But we have to choose our life, what is right, which way, so we have to be convinced by these messages.
我们必须要选择我们做选择来选择神。
That's what we have to ask God, we have to pray to God.
所以我们要祷告求神。
But we need the Spirit of God continue to motivate us.
求神带领我们给继续激励我们。
Renew our heart.
给我们一个新的心。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 37.
我们看以西结书第三十七章
Ezekiel chapter 36, 26 and 27
以西结书第三十六章二十七节
Moreover, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. 27.And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk my statutes, and you will be careful to observe my ordinances. And it is moreover, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. Hopefully, you and I, we have this new spirit and new heart in the Lord.
在这里，神会赐给我们一个新的心，还有他放这个新的灵在我们里面。
So within the Christ, we can experience of our experience of life the deliverance.From the sinful world.
在我们的生活当中，我们就能够从神那里得到拯救。
We know the life like Daniel, he lived in the Babylon for the whole his life.
我们看戴恩里，他一生都在巴比伦。
But he never convinced his life convinced by the Babylon's lifestyle.
但是他却没有被这巴比伦的文化和同化。
That's why he always three times a day he prayed to God and he always watched over himself. Also, his eyes always fixed onto the Jerusalem.
他每天三次祷告，还有但以理每天三次祷告。
Continue to renew himself to find out where he belongs to.
他继续的更新他自己，他了解他到底是他是属于哪里。
Surely God guide his life, we know that.
我们知道神有带领。
Continue to inspire his heart.
他带领但以理的生命。
It's not inspired by the word, but inspired by God's spirit.
但以理被神的话而感动。
No one can defeat him. No one can compete him actually with him.
没有人能够与他为敌。
Because God secured his life.
因为神保守他的生命。
He's always seeking for his life to God.
因为但以理始终都是相信神的。
And God can help us and God can continue to motivate us in our life. So we gained this new heart in spirit.
求神继续带领我们，让我们能够有一个新的心。
Yeah, let's sing in 402.
请大家唱诗402首。
God's way is the best way, though I may not see. Why sorrows and trials all gather around me? Ever is seeking my goal to.In all the best came before me. Save, 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 save. I'll cling to Him ever. So precious is He. God's way is the best way. God's way is the right way. I'll trust in Him always. He knows the best. Now we're going to pray together. We ask God to give us a right focus in our life. Physically, we live in this world, like in a spiritually, you can say we are in the Egypt.
在我们的生活，就像是在埃及一样。
That we always focus our eyes and our ears toward the voice of God and His plan.
我们必须要把我们的眼睛和我们的耳朵专注在神。
And never lose our focus because we serve the two masters.
千万不要失去我们的注意力。
Give us a clear eye so that we can see the God's salvation.
给我们一个明亮的眼睛，让我们看到神的救恩。
When Moses is calling from God and with the burning bushes, there's the flame that he God showed to him.
在摩西在这着火荆棘中，神 显对他显现。
God's flame is continued to burn for the desire for His own people.
神他的计划是不断的在燃烧。
But at the beginning, His own people cannot be convinced by God.
但是神的百姓却没有办法。
Ask God to give us a right focus in our life, give us a clear eyes.
神的百姓没办法遵循神的计划。
So that we can see God and we can see His plan.
求神给我们一个明亮的眼睛，让我们可以看到神的计划。
Let us be in Christ so we become a new creatures in the Lord.
让我们能够在基督里成为一个新的人。
So that we can journey toward the promised land in this way.
所以我们能够在这人生的旅途上能够到达神那里。
Let's only pray together.
我们跪下来祷告。